where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
The village of Point Edward is about to embark on its biggest project ever. St. Clair and Light Streets will be reconstructed between Front Street and Michigan Avenue. CAO Jim Burns says physical work will start around the 1st of April.
That's the current plan, and it's all weather dependent. Some of the pre-approval work is going to be starting this week. There'll be a contractor going in to do some condition assessments on homes just to make sure that there's no cracking and such in the foundation, and we can note the existing condition before the construction starts.
Burns says garbage, recycling, and compost collection days will not be affected by the work, which is expected to wrap up in September. Sarnia police have arrested a 16-year-old suspect in an unprovoked daytime assault Sunday. A 66-year-old man was walking along Telford Street at around 2:30 in the afternoon when he was struck in the head multiple times by an unknown suspect. Investigators released security footage that captured the assault, which resulted in tips helping to identify the teen. Officers executed a search warrant at the suspect's residence yesterday. Police allege the youth attempted to flee and fought with officers, striking one in the mouth before being taken into custody. He's charged with assault, assaulting an officer, and resisting arrest. The youth was also identified as a suspect in a Cathcart break-and-enter last month and is facing additional charges. Lambton College and the Inn of the Good Shepherd are gearing up for the 14th annual Empty Bowls fundraiser. The traditional celebrity bowl-a-thon was held yesterday at the college's pottery studio, where community members tried their hands at bowl making. Inn Executive Director Miles Vanney says the need at the food bank is way up, and events like Empty Bowls really help. They're hoping to bring in at least $12,000.
Prior to COVID, we would spend about $5,000 a month purchasing food, and we're seeing an average of about $20,000 a month now just from the higher costs, more people accessing it, and less donations coming in. We're seeing on average now about 2,200 people a month. So, you know, a year and a half ago, we were seeing about 1,850.
Money raised also benefits the Lambton College Lion's Heart Student Food Bank. Details on how to get tickets for the Empty Bowls dinner in April are posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. And a recent poll found that fewer than half of Canadians believe the federal government's plan to regulate social media sites will make platforms safer. Polling firm Leger says while majority of the respondents support the Online Harms Act, which introduces stiffer sentences for hate speech crimes, half of the respondents say they are wary of the government's ability to protect free speech. Only 41% of respondents say they believe the legislation will actually create safer online platforms. Mainly sunny today, light southwest winds, a high of 16, but cooler along the lake. Clear this evening, then partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers, a low of 3. Cloudy tomorrow, showers are expected, risk of a thunderstorm as well, a high of 12. Cloudy with a slight chance of showers Friday, a high of 8.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.